You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Hello, I'm Nick Olmos, and this is Tech in 2, the coronavirus update from Wired. Brought to you by Expedient, the nation's leading enterprise cloud provider. Get to the cloud faster and cheaper than with big-name cloud providers, and take advantage of white-glove managed services like disaster recovery that actually works. Ready to learn more? Visit Expedient.com/wired. Face mask exemptions circulate, worldwide deaths pass 500,000, and Singapore rolls out a contact tracing device for seniors. Here's what you should know. As masks continue to be a flashpoint in America, the Americans with Disabilities Act website has exposed fraudulent face mask flyers that some citizens are using as proof that they don't have to wear masks. These flyers have the Department of Justice seal on them, but were not issued by the department nor endorsed in any way. According to data from Johns Hopkins University, the coronavirus pandemic has killed more than 500,000 people worldwide and infected over 10 million. The stunning report comes as cases spike in the U.S., where more than a quarter of the world's deaths have occurred. Singapore is distributing Bluetooth tokens to vulnerable seniors who don't have a smartphone that will tell them if they've been in contact with someone who tested positive for coronavirus. The devices use Bluetooth to send signals to both other tokens and smartphones using a personalized QR code. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.